In just 7 or 8 weeks, Michigan's K-12 students will be returning to school for the fall semester. Most districts appear to be planning for at least a limited number of days of in-person teaching. But cases of COVID-19 are increasing in the state, and teachers are anxious about the risks for them, their students, and their own families. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, some teachers say feeling this unsafe could be a deal-breaker for going back.
Vicki Green teaches AP English classes at Cass Tech High School in Detroit. Detroit is the epicenter of COVID-19 cases and deaths. An overwhelming majority of the more than 1,400 Detroiters who've died from COVID-19 were Black. Green says it would be foolish not to be worried about going back to in-person teaching.
This is hard. I want to say this to you first. This is very difficult. I love teaching. I've been teaching for 22 years.
But Green doesn't want to teach online again. It's a poor substitute for what happens in a real classroom. She also doesn't want to miss one more graduation ceremony either.
That was quite sad at the end of the, I had no idea that Wednesday that I saw my kids for the last time would be the last time.
Green says she'll go back if her union gives the go-ahead. If not, that's her deal breaker.
I'm not going to rebel, but I am a union person. If our union's recommendation is that we protest strike based on the fact that they don't believe that the administration, the people in charge, are making the best decision, then I'm with that too.
Behind the scenes, some groups involved in giving feedback on return to school plans say the state's guidelines need strengthening. They want more required actions like physical distancing of students instead of just strongly recommended or recommended actions. But stricter rules may not be enough for some teachers. They're aware from firsthand experience that many kids suffer emotionally, socially, and academically without traditional schooling. But what if they feel they're being asked to risk their lives for it? Jessica Rodriguez teaches second graders at Wines Elementary in Ann Arbor.
It's keeping me up at night.
Rodriguez says she and her husband are spending a lot of time discussing what if. What if she has to quit?
I'm in this catch-22 of feeling very much like it's not safe to return at all, especially with Michigan numbers increasing and you know, numbers skyrocketing in our country. But I keep our benefits, I keep our health insurance, and without my income, there's just no way for us to survive.
School districts are so far not talking openly about offering only online instruction. What could happen is conjecture at this point. Governor Gretchen Whitmer warned recently the state is moving in the wrong direction with cases. Online school for all could still happen.
If we're going to get our kids back in school in 8 weeks, we've got to at least stay in phase 4, if not move into phase 5. And on the trajectory we're on, it's very much in question.
The game of wait and see is causing a huge amount of stress for teachers, who usually spend part of their summers preparing curriculum for the fall. But they can't do that until their district unveils a plan. Community high school teacher Courtney Kiley says she's trying to prepare herself for what she dreads the most, trying to teach her students over a Zoom screen while her own kids are being taught the same way.
How am I supposed to be the best teacher and mom? I mean, if I had to go back to the feeling that I had like March through June, just feeling kind of like less than mediocre at everything I was trying to do, like I don't want to live another year feeling like that, you know, but maybe I will. So we'll see.
School districts must submit their return to school plans to the state by August 15th. That's only a little more than a month from now. And if there's anything the novel coronavirus has taught us, a lot can happen in that period of time, good and bad. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.